Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yes, I've received a flyer in my mailbox on a possible loan for you guys, reservation code, and I was calling just to find out some more about this stuff.
Oh, okay, perfect. Did you have that reservation code with you?
I do. It's 2411-3001-0010-5590.
5590?
Correct.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file, see what we're working with here. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Tony Lovato.
Okay. And Tony, what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
Specialty Banding Services or SC Services.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks like I got you right here. All right. Yeah, so it looks like what you got there is a pre-approved finance offer. Looks like we had you for both the equipment financing and the working capital side of things. Couple quick questions for you. I just kind of want to verify what we have here. Is the location of the business 7425 East Main Street in Farmington?
No, I've recently relocated. It's, that was my old address.
Oh, okay. What's the new address?
935 Malta, M-A-L-T-A Avenue. Malta Avenue, Farmington, New Mexico.
Okay, perfect.
And that's 87401.
Oh, 01, all right. 87401, okay. Got it. And are you the 100% owner over there?
I am.
Okay, and what's the business structure? Are you incorporated?
No, it's a sole sole priority.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. All right, and how long have you been in business, Tony?
I've been in business since 2007.
Okay. All right, so just about does it for kind of those introductory things. Now, like I said, that offer that you have, it's for both equipment financing and working capital. So we have kind of a variety of different programs. It kind of depends on what you're specifically looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction here.
Well, what I'm looking for is just some working capital right now, and then also looking at getting some more inventory, upgrading some of my equipment, and basically stuff like that.
Okay, perfect. Now, did you have an idea of a ballpark of how much you were looking for?
Well, that's what I did. How do they go about what you qualify for? I mean, I could use $250,000. Trust me.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I was kind of wanting to find out is how all this stuff works and.
Sure.
I mean, I get several of these all the time, but I've just recently started thinking about doing some other stuff and getting into. Some other lines of work, but keep it through special commanding services and stuff like that. So I was just calling to just kind of see how all this works.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can kind of walk you through it. Typically, you know, to determine how much we can kind of lend to you at one time, we're usually able to do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So that's kind of like, you know, the initial amount that we're able to free up. Going from there, though, the program is a renewable source. So if you're looking for more than what we're initially able to get you, once you kind of set up the initial loan, develop the relationship, and become an existing customer, we then open you up to renewal options where there's, you know, more available going forward. Now, how about, what do you do for your gross annual sales? What's like your top line revenue?
Last couple of years, it's been about 1.2, 1.3 million.
Okay. All right. So, you know, are you tracking to do about the same this year?
No, we're a little bit slow this year.
Okay.
But I'm trying to prepare for the beginning of next year because our, I mean, everything's getting ready to pick up again for me, but I'm wanting to get a head start on all of it.
I gotcha. What exactly do you do over there?
I have a capillary company in the oil and gas industry for continuous injection of chemical down into the well bores.
Okay.
But it's an oil and gas business.
I gotcha. Now, are you seasonal at all, or does it more just kind of depend on the market for oil and gas?
No, it's year-round work.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. All right. So, you know, to give you a little initial feedback, you'd probably be looking around the $120,000 range of what's available to you right away. And that can vary. That can vary, you know, depending on what the bank statements look like, that sort of thing. Sometimes we can do, you might get as much as 150. But really, that's what I think we're probably looking at to begin with. Probably not much higher than that. There's a small chance, but to be, you know, honest with you, we're probably looking between 120 and 150. Now, how soon were you looking to bring the funds on?
Probably as soon as we could.
Okay. And then just a couple questions about kind of how you're using it. You know, upgrading equipment, pretty standard. What type of inventory do you buy?
Capillary tubing.
Oh, capillary tubing. Okay.
Yeah, capillary tubing, stainless steel bands, mandrels, everything that would deal with being able to run to be able to install capillary.
Okay. All right. And then any idea? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you know about how long it takes you to turn that inventory over?
Well, it kind of depends. I mean, I can turn it over in a month. I can turn it over in 2 weeks. It could be in my inventory for 6 months. Just kind of depends.
Oh, okay. So there's a pretty wide variation there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that just gives me an idea of kind of the type of programs we can fit you into, because what I try to do is, you know, I'll get you qualified for two things. I get you qualified for the amount that we're able to approve you for, and then I'll qualify you for the term that we're able to approve you for. So I will go, you know, with kind of having that large window in the inventory, I try to match you up with what's, you know, as close as I can to that. But it seems like you might want to go as long as possible. So what I'm going to do is I'll...
Longer is better for me.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page then. I'll get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we'll kind of work backwards from there, you know, see exactly how much you want to use, and we can set you up, you know, I can go over the payback options for each term once we get an approval to see what makes the most sense. Now, as far as getting you an approval, it's a pretty straightforward process, and we can do it pretty quickly. All I need from you is a one-page application, and then I take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements, as well as the most recent tax return that you have. So, did you finish 2015 for the taxes?
No, I don't have 2015. I do got 2014, 2013. All those, but I don't have my 15 because I've got an extension.
Oh, okay, you do got the extension. Okay, so if that's the case, then I can work with the 2014, but I would need you to send the 2015 extension with it. But really, that is the extent of what I need from you to get an actual approval. Then once I get you the approval, we can go over, you know, the amount, the terms, the payback. Right now, I don't have any of that, just because we got to take a look at it. It's going to depend on a few different factors, just so you know kind of how the process goes here. For the working capital programs, we really take a look at how long you've been in business, and then the determining factor is the cash flow of the business. So credit is a small factor, but it's only a small factor. The cash flow is going to be the largest determining factor. So how about, you know, as far as the bank statements go, What do the ending balances look like on the account?
See, that's the whole thing. That's why I was curious about this. Is, I mean, this year has been really slow. Normally, I have the extra cash flow because the gas has just been real slow this year. And so that's the thing. I think the last cash flow for last month, I think all we did was like 20,000.
Okay.
But normally we do anywhere from 150 to 180,000 a month.
Oh wow!
So this year, right? We're slow this year, and that's one reason why I've never really even taken into consideration anything like this. But this year is the year that I could use the extra money and then be able to be able to put some more inventory in my facility and be geared up for upcoming work that we got coming up by the end of the year.
Sure. Okay. All right.
But I mean, if you go off of all my tax returns and balance sheets and P&Ls from the year before, you'd be able to see all that. It's been a real slow year for us this year.
Sure.
Considering something like this.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, how about this? Here's a question for you. Does the bank account right now, with cash flow being tight, does it ever drop down below zero?
No, we've never dropped below zero.
Okay. And if that's the case, then it should be smooth sailing for us.
Yeah, I've never dropped below. I have zero ARs. I've got accounts payable is zero for the company. Our ARs, we've got money in our ARs, so it's just, it's just slow right now. So
okay. All right. How about as far as your personal credit goes? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
No, my credit's good. My credit score is like a 758 or something like that.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like we're definitely going to be able to get something in place for you. Now it's just going to be a matter of finding out exactly how much and what kind of terms and payback we want to go with. But we can get a couple different options for you to choose from on that. So the next step, let's just get you qualified, see exactly what we're working with. How about what is a good email address I can send all of this over to you? It'll have an organized list of exactly what I need.
Okay, it's going to be Tony, T-O-N-Y, at SBServices, the number 1.com. So it should read Tony at SBServices1.com.
Okay, perfect. I got it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put together an email right now. It'll have that application that I need you to fill out, and then just a list of what I need. So it's the bank statements and then the tax return with the extension. As soon as you get those back to me, I send them over to the underwriting department, and they usually get me an answer on an approval inside of 24 hours. So do you have all of that handy, the bank statements and the tax return?
Yeah, I can get access to them. That's not an issue. I don't have them with me right now, but I've got them in the office.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, if you can get that to me, tonight or by tomorrow morning, I should be able to have some options for you to go over tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Now, and then you just need a copy of my 2014 and 13 tax returns, and then all I would have is the letter of the extension from my account.
Yeah, and that's fine. I just need something to show that you filed the extension.
Yeah, because we haven't even started doing our taxes for 15.
Sure, that's pretty normal. That's pretty normal. Okay. Just send me the letter that you have with the accountant, the tax returns, and the bank statements, and I'll come back with some good numbers for you.
Alrighty, sir. That will work.
All right, did you have any other questions for me?
No, I was just, my only other thing was, do you know what your interest rate is?
Well, they're kind of all, it's kind of all across the board. I can give you a little feedback, right? They're all over the place, you know, depending on what you look like on paper, what you're looking to do. A lot of it's going to be determined by what kind of term that you want. So just based on our initial conversation here, you know, your time in business, 7 years, is pretty decent, and you have good credit, so you're going to qualify for one of the better programs. Typically, we start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and we work from there. Like I said, there's a large window, and I won't know until we actually take a look at the bank statements to analyze the cash flow to see exactly what we're working with. But I can go over all of that in detail with you, you know, 24 hours from now if we get these, get it all processed.
Okay. All righty. All right. Well, I'll get all that. I'm on the road right now, but I'll be back in town tonight, and then I can get all that to you personally tomorrow when I get into the office.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you can send it to me by email or by fax, whatever's easier for you. But as soon as I get it, I'll get it. I'll jump right on it and get it processed.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony.